Welcome to the ProTouch Africa Podium Pursuit Athlete Showcase Series, where we shine a spotlight on the remarkable talent of African athletes who are making their mark on the world stage, from the tracks to the fields, and everywhere in between. These athletes from Africa are not just competitors, but ambassadors of their nations, embodying the spirit of determination, resilience, and excellence. Join us as we celebrate their achievements, delve into their journeys, and explore the inspiring stories behind their pursuit of podium glory. As Africans across the continent, the diaspora, and the world celebrate the 39 medals, comprising of 13 gold, 12 silver, and 14 bronze, won by athletes from just 12 African nations at the Paris Olympics, we witness a pivotal moment in African sports. The significance of these achievements is profound and inspiring. Athletes captivate millions through their perseverance, discipline, and resilience. Their stories of overcoming adversity resonate deeply, turning them into symbols of hope and role models for the youth. In celebration of Women's Month, let's highlight some of the outstanding recent achievements. Tatjana Smith, South Africa's two-time Olympic champion, added a gold and silver to her tally, becoming the most decorated Olympian from South Africa. Faith Kipyegon of Kenya made history as the first woman to win three consecutive Olympic gold medals in the 1,500-meter and broke her own Olympic record, also securing a silver in the 5,000 meters. Beatrice Chibet winning gold in both the 5,000 and 10,000-meter events in her Olympic debut, she is the third woman in history to pull off the double feat. Algerian Kalia Namor, at just 17, became the first African gymnast to win an Olympic gold medal. Iman Khalif from Algeria won gold in the 66-kilogram boxing division. Her victory was marred by gender-based accusations, but she stood firm using the experience to advocate for fairness and understanding. Her ability to rise above these challenges not only earned her a medal, but positioned her as a symbol of resilience and authenticity. Although the Nigerian women's basketball team did not medal, their historic Olympic quarterfinal spot marked a fairy tale journey of overcoming immense odds. Is there any other time in history when the most accomplished sportswomen on the planet convened in one place, fueled by pure grit and determination, to show us exactly what they're capable of? These remarkable women have defied expectations, shattered records, and paved the way for future generations to pursue their athletic dreams. Now, let's recognize the men's remarkable achievements. Let's seal Thibaut Gouan, Botswana's first ever gold in the men's 200 meter, setting an African record. Joshua Cheptegei shattered the Olympic record in the men's 10,000 meters, becoming Uganda's most decorated Olympic medalist. Soufiane El Bakkali from Morocco seized gold in the men's 3,000-meter steeplechase. Tamirat Tola triumphed in the men's marathon, earning Ethiopia's only gold medal. And Ahmed Eljendi of Egypt claimed gold in modern pentathlon, setting a new world record. South Sudan too made its mark in the basketball world, qualifying for the Olympics as the best-placed African basketball team and winning their opening game. In the relay events, Botswana's 4x400-meter team earned silver, enhancing Letsai Tebogo's legacy even further. And after years of near misses, our very own Akani Simbine anchored the 4x100-meter relay team to a historic silver and set a new African record. The quartet's performance, and especially Akani's electrifying anchor leg, which was clocked at 8.78 seconds, marked the first ever Olympic medal for South Africa in this event. A monumental achievement. These achievements underscore Africa's potential and signal a new era for our continent, showing the world that the time has come for Africa to embrace its destiny. While we won two more medals than in Tokyo, we fell short of the 45 medals won in Rio in 2016. But it is important to note that athletes born in Africa from 10 African nations competed for other countries and won a further 12 medals, 3 gold, 5 silver, and 4 bronze, bringing the total to 51 medals for athletes born in or representing Africa. Some noteworthy achievements from these athletes include: Ethiopian-born Sifan Hassan won bronze in both the 5,000 and 10,000 meter and gold in the women's marathon, becoming the only woman to win medals across middle distance and long distance races in a single games. Malawi-born Bronte Campbell won silver as part of the 4x100-meter freestyle relay team for Australia. And while Cameroon did not feature on the medal tally this year, 3 Cameroon-born athletes represented USA, France, and the refugee team achieving 1 gold, 1 silver, and 1 bronze. While these triumphs are commendable, these victories are a clarion call for stakeholders to fully commit to developing and investing further into our athletes from Africa. By investing, we can maximize a powerful vehicle for socioeconomic transformation and youth development for generations to come. Africa's youth population is burgeoning, with over 60% of its 1.4 billion people under the age of 25. This demographic reality presents an enormous opportunity that simply cannot be ignored. This is no longer an option, but an imperative. To maximize this potential, we need to invest in infrastructure development and sporting facilities to improve performance and preparation. We need to enhance the opportunity of early talent development for nurturing young athletes and provide pathways to elite competition. There needs to be a shift in cultural attitudes to value sports more. We need to encourage more government and private sector collaboration to invest in athlete development. And we need to leverage digital technology and the blockchain for fan engagement and new revenues to further fund our athletes. This is the one we are most excited about. Blockchain technology enhances independence and transparency and greater fan engagement by providing security and the opportunity of alternative revenue streams. At ProTouch Africa, we are dedicated to unlocking the potential of African athletes through our Podium Pursuit Collective, the world's first fan engagement and fan-owned impact platform for athletes from Africa. We are reshaping the investment landscape by empowering athletes with a new way to build and monetize their brands and connect with fans globally, while unlocking value for brands and investors too. For the past 18 months, we have been focused on our mission to assemble an ecosystem that brings together more than 4,500 top-performing African athletes from 54 African nations and 36 sports codes, the 30 million fans globally, and the brands that support them. We are now activating this ecosystem through our Podium Pursuit fan app. This digital clubhouse features an aggregated newsfeed, match center, and results of African athletes on the world stage. Fans can engage in prediction games, polls, and earn rewards through missions and collect digital badges to show their support and unlock even more value. We track every event globally and recognize and celebrate the achievements of African athletes on the world stage by promoting participation and highlighting notable achievements. We have curated digital athlete profiles for Africa's top sporting talent, providing athletes from Africa the opportunity to unlock more value from their brands while still competing as well as beyond their sporting careers. These are published in our African Athlete Exchange, an AI-powered marketplace that connects brands with top-performing athletes who share their values. Through our live blogging tools, we help athletes to build and take control of their personal brands and shape the narrative surrounding their careers, accomplishments, and personal lives. By doing this, athletes so can increase their influence and earning potential and attract endorsement deals, collaborations, and sponsorship opportunities. We are currently raising $1.5 million to launch our Athlete Impact Fund and further personalize our platform. This includes international donor contributions and tokenized debentures. A limited number of these tokens can be obtained, representing unsecured debt instruments where returns are solely contingent on the profits generated by the Podium Pursuit Collective. A number of athlete ambassadors will also receive tokens entitling them to profit share in the Podium Pursuit Collective for helping us to onboard more fans. With these efforts, we aim to support athletes both on and off the field, offering brand building, crowdfunding, and more. The athletes from Africa have not only demonstrated their incredible athletic prowess, but have also broken down barriers on some of the world's biggest sports podiums. Despite facing numerous hurdles, African athletes continue to rise to the occasion. They have defied expectations, smashed records, and showcased their extraordinary talent, determination, and passion on the global stage. When we win at sport, we win as a nation and as a continent. You can download our fan app and claim your Paris 2024 fan badge to support African athletes as we strive for excellence and unlock their full potential in the lead up to LA 2028 and beyond. In the true spirit of Ubuntu, let's unlock the potential of our talent to be the best they can be. For more inspiring stories like this, be sure to download the Podium Pursuit fan app, our digital clubhouse connecting fans globally to athletes from Africa and the brands that support them.